some point tomorrow, the racers in the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon will reach the finish line. The Bear Grease, the longest-running sled dog race in the lower 48, started in 1980, the year before Russ and I moved to Duluth. It's one of the qualifying races for mushers who want to enter Alaska's famous Iditarod. The route used to be fairly standard from Duluth pretty much to the Canadian border and back again. Thanks to unpredictable weather and poor snow conditions due to the increasing number of winter thaws in recent years, sometimes the route has been shortened and occasionally the race has been canceled, which is why although the marathon started 36 years ago, this is only the 32nd running of it. Considering how long the Bear Grease has been a tradition up here and how it runs its course entirely outdoors where great winter birds can be seen, it's a little odd that I've never done a For the Birds program about the race or about dog sledding in general, except a parody program for April Fool's Day in 1988 called the John Chicken Fat Sled Bird Race. My friend Sparky Stensas, one of the best birders I know, provided the expertise and even served as a stunt double for the main character of the Disney film about a dog sled race, Iron Will. And I myself got to taste dog sledding a bit during a weekend with my friend Kathleen Anderson in Brimson. I met Kathleen for the first time when she was producing radio segments about the Bear Grease for KUMD back in the 80s. So again, you'd think I'd have mentioned the race now and then. The problem is there's not a whole lot of bird action in the Bear Grease. Indeed, birds would never get the point of such a thing. Most songbirds could easily fly the 400 miles in a day and a half at most, even while sleeping from dusk to dawn. Being subservient enough to lug a musher and sled is simply not within the scope of a bird's imagination. But like sled dogs, birds that are fully acclimated to winter can get overheated when winter conditions get too mild. Birds, of course, set their own pace, unlike sled dogs who have to obey their musher, so bird problems during winter thaws have nothing to do with getting overheated. But the same bad snow conditions that make running in snow difficult for sled dogs can also be hard on birds. Grouse and even many songbirds, such as redpoles and snow buntings, burrow into soft, deep snow on sub-zero nights. The temperature in these burrows can be as much as 36 Fahrenheit degrees warmer than the air temperature, and there's no wind. When repeated daytime thaws make the snow icier, it becomes increasingly difficult for even birds as large as grouse to make these tunnels, and tiny redpoles don't have a chance. It's been our warming winters that have caused delays, rerouting, and even cancellations of some past Bear Grease marathons. These same situations have been hard on gray jays, which start nesting in February and depend on the stores of meat they cached through the fall and early winter to ensure a steady supply of food for the nesting female and the nestlings once they hatch. Unfortunately, those thaws do to the food stores exactly what a power outage does to food in our freezers. If you can imagine coming back from a vacation and everything seems fine until you thaw out a chicken and it's rancid because the electricity had gone out for several days, that's what these poor birds deal with at nesting time after a few winter thaws. But who wants to think about those hardships when you're watching a gray jay or watching teams of dogs and mushers running through the snow? The one time I was on a dog sled, I was struck with how quiet it was and how magical. I could see ravens and blue jays and a flock of finches. When a flock of Bohemian waxwings flew by, I could even pick out their chattering sounds. I'm sure the mushers in the marathon are more focused on their dogs and the terrain if they actually want to win, but that lovely hour on a dog sled stuck in my memory as a joyful experience, and for me, that joy included the birds I noticed. I'm glad our wonderful sled dog tradition with its rich history based on the original John Bear Grease is honored with this wonderful annual event. I don't know how much he paid attention to birds, and I don't know how much the mushers do today, but somehow there is a bond between all of us who love the natural wonders of the North Woods in winter, however we enjoy them. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.